What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd. This is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 157. No, 158. Today's topic is this. Inconsistent. Sit back and relax, because here we go. So just leaving a great workout at the gym today. And it was a swim workout. Now, here's the thing. So those of you who follow me on here, I've talked about triathlon, I've talked about Ironman. I've talked about in the past how I never, like I had this story in my head that I am not an endurance athlete, and so that I couldn't do these things, right? And so it was about a year and a half ago that I actually went down that track, and it made a massive impact in my life because it broke this story that I couldn't. Now, ultimately, the longest distance I did was a half Ironman, which is 70.3 miles, which was something else. It was an amazing experience. I learned a lot about myself. I met some really cool people along the way. And the process itself, the training, and just the dedication and so forth, it taught me a lot of lessons. However, like, if you're anything like me, you might be pretty hard-headed. And sometimes you need to go and learn those lessons over and over and over again. And I thought I had learned this. Like, enough's enough. I thought I had learned this lesson and had it down. But apparently, I did not. And I missed 3 consistent weeks of swimming. And what I would do is I typically would swim. I'd be in the pool like 2 to 3 times per week. And usually swim, you know, somewhere between 1,000 to 1,200 meters or so. And that worked well for me in terms of fitness, in terms of enjoying it, keeping my back and my shoulders in the shape that I wanted to keep them in, and with endurance. Yet after 3 weeks of missing those workouts, I hopped in the pool today with the assumption of, it'll be fine. I'm going to do my typical thing. And I failed miserably. Like, I was partially through the first part of the swim. I did like 100 meters and I was just totally gassed. And again, I learned this lesson of, oh my God, like, when I'm not consistent, then, you know, it's a painful truth. The painful truth becomes that when I'm not consistent, I have a really, really hard time in anything that I do. And I mean, the easiest place to highlight this is with a workout with my body, right? And I'm sure the same is for you. Like, the easiest place that you can see is, like, you know, if you eat really, really well on a consistent basis and you keep your blood sugar so that it's not having these massive spikes or anything like that, you feel better. But then the moment that you go and you have a milkshake or something, then, oh man, you feel like all bloated again. Like, you initially feel good, you get that sugar high, but then you feel like bloated, you feel gross, and then it's always spiked with just a little bit of regret. So the same was consistent with this workout. Is like, when I'm inconsistent, then I don't, then I lose traction, I lose all those gains. And the amazing thing is, you know, I've had the opportunity now to meet some really amazing people, particularly some really amazing men that have been successful in every way that you can think of in terms of successful. Now, a lot of times we think of success in terms of financial, and yes, I mean, certainly the guys that I'm talking about, they've been successful in that regard. But considering other areas, that they're fit, that they're happy, that their health is at least seemingly on point. Like, we never really know what's going on inside unless we take massive measures to actually make that assessment, which is something that I'll talk about on a future podcast. But moreover, that they're also massively successful in terms of their relationships with their loved ones, with their kids, with their wife, with building relationships that matter with close friends. And I'll have you consider that the only way to truly do any of those things is to be consistent. You don't have to be brilliant. You don't have to come from, you know, a background where you grew up wealthy with a silver spoon in your mouth. But what you do need is to be consistent. That simple lesson is one that I've learned over and over again, and apparently it's one that I will continue to learn over and over. And it's what I thought about this entire time that I had my head underwater in the pool, bringing it up, gasping for air, thinking to myself, you dummy, if you were consistent with this, you wouldn't be having such a hard time. In this case, I'm glad I was, because I got to learn that lesson yet again. Ask yourself that question. Where in your life right now are you being inconsistent? Maybe that's in your diet. You know, maybe you start the day, which I've done so many times, start the day with good intentions, and either you're doing your intermittent fasting strategically, or you're eating healthy, and then, you know, you have a stressful day, and sure enough, by right about bedtime, that's when the snacks come out. You know, maybe it's in your relationship, where you're just not showing your significant other how much you appreciate them, how much you care about them. Maybe it's with your kids, same story, where you're not telling them how proud that you are, not of some massive accomplishment that they made, just the fact that God gave you them to be your kid. Heck, maybe it's with yourself, where you give yourself too hard of a time, where you're working your ass off and you're not saying, you know what, good job to me. Like, ask yourself that question. Where is it that you're being too darn inconsistent? That's what I got for you today, my friends. If you don't follow me on social media, check me out on Facebook. David Boyd is the name. Instagram, David Boyd MD. If you have not yet subscribed to the podcast, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Put in a review, if you will, as well as a star rating. And last but not least, if you live in Arizona and I am not yet your doctor, P3MD, that's P3MD.com. You can go to the website, put in your name and email address. That'll lead to a conversation between you and I to see if we are a fit. And that's what I got for you today, guys. Remember, health is wealth. So invest in yourself. Be coming at you again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast.